We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, lady.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
I love it when we have visitors from way across the country and from St. Bonaventure Mission and School in Thoreau, New Mexico. I'm saying it right. It's Thoreau, not Thoreau.
It's actually Thoreau.
Thoreau.
Oh, wow.
Damn it.
Wow.
I always get it wrong. It's Thoreau.
Thoreau.
It's exactly. If you go there, they'll tell you you're saying it wrong. It's Thoreau. But I still say it wrong because, well,
spelled Thoreau.
Well, obviously,
seems like
not
spelled
there.
Thoreau.
Yeah, there it's spelled Thoreau because that's how they say it. Anyway, from a St. Bonaventure mission and school in Thoreau, New Mexico, we're pleased to have Chris Halter and Thurman Jones, both from St. Bonaventure Mission and School. Welcome to New York, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, being a New Mexico resident as well, I don't know, why would you want to come to New York? Do you get tired of peace and quiet and tranquility? Do you need this mess?
We actually love going back to New Mexico after we've been here for 3 or 4 days.
I bet. I can see that.
I can imagine. You know what? Nate was visiting St. Bonaventure not that long ago, and he came back. Dare I say, changed.
Yeah.
You had this new outlook on what's going on in our country, mm-hmm. especially with the Navajo Nation and at St. Bonaventure. Tell them like what your feelings were, Nate, what you saw and how you felt.
I got to say, Chris and Thurman, they rolled out the red carpet for me when I got there. Okay, so I was just expecting to go there and do a little quick tour and see what St. Bonaventure was all about. I show up to the school. And I'm like, okay, you know, we're walking through the school and we're seeing where the students sit and we're going through the gymnasium and they made this huge banner greeting me and you, Elvis, to St. Bonaventure. And I'm like, well, where are all the students? And Chris looks at me and goes, well, we have a surprise for you. And they're waiting in the chapel and they want to sing you a song. Aww. And I, when I tell you, I was... You know, I'm not a very emotional guy. I was fighting back tears because all of these children had taken the time to learn a song to sing to me. And I just, you know, I'm really kind of getting tongue-tied because they just took the time to do that for me. And we're such a big part of their day. So many of the families that are part of St. Bonaventure and a part of the Navajo Nation, they listen to us every day. I had so many people come up and say, oh my God, can you give Gandhi a hug for me? Can you give Danielle a hug? Say I love her laugh. And we are such a part of their day and their life out there. It just dawned on me that we actually do something, you know, for people, right? Like what we do here in this little room matters to people. And they showed their appreciation to me. And
I love that.
You didn't give us hugs. You didn't pass on anything. Yeah, what the heck? No, it's too late.
Oh, here he goes, making it for lost time. Hey, so Chris, I would love for you to explain to anyone and everyone who may not know what St. Bonaventure is all about and how important it is to the Navajo families who are in need. Talk about it. Talk about the story that's coming out of that area of New Mexico and that we all need to know about here in the United States.
So St. Bonaventure is now celebrating 50 years in existence. And it is a Catholic organization, but we serve anybody and everybody. But the primary, outside of education, because education is so important to end poverty. If you can get people educated, they can move on and get out of poverty. But some of the interesting things that hold people back is the Navajo Reservation is the size of West Virginia, and it has 25 grocery stores?
No, 14. About 14
grocery stores on the entire reservation, wow, the size of the state of West Virginia. And so to go to a grocery store, it's 60 to 120 miles round trip just to get food. The other thing is 40% of the Navajo families have zero access to any type of running water. And one of the interesting things is that an average American household uses 125 to 150 gallons of water a day. The Navajo families that we serve have to live on 40 gallons of water a day. And the only way they get that water is we have water trucks that deliver water 5 days a week to over 250 families, and we also bring water on the railroad during times of, you know, greater need. And so we have these giant 20,000 gallon tanker cars that come on the railroad, and we fill up our water trucks and take it out there.
Is water not accessible there? Like, is there no water source there, or what is the reasoning for not?
So there's no infrastructure,
okay,
or very limited infrastructure. Most of the roads are dirt roads, as Nate experienced.
So the second half of my day, I went with Darlene Arviso, yes, who is nicknamed the Water Lady. She drives this water truck and goes to different, I guess you could call, homes, which, you know, there's no electricity to a lot of them.
Right.
Some didn't even have, you know, doors, right? It's just the infrastructure is so lacking. And I think it was, what, a mile to the first house that we went, and it took us almost 15 minutes because the roads are so bad, it just takes that long to drive this truck over it. And it's just astounding to me that here we are in the United States of America, and this is what we have to deal with. This is what
it's incredible.
The people that were here before us are living with and living through.
You know, Gandhi, you visited me in Santa Fe. Look, Santa Fe and Albuquerque, these, of course, have incredible infrastructure. But even there, you're reminded every day about how precious water is.
Oh, absolutely.
Because in that part of the country,
for sure,
you know, it's always on the edge of drought, typically, anyway. That's why when you guys are walking around New York City, I was like, there's fountains everywhere.
Right.
we're just, like, blowing water in the air because it's fun.
And it's the same thing when you're at your house and, like, you let your water run and you walk away from the sink and then you come back and you, like, you didn't think about it. Like,
you would never do that.
We don't do that, Danielle.
I know, but I'm saying it happens sometimes. You need to think about those things, you know?
Exactly. Like, well, so imagine a world where there is no water going to a sink.
It's crazy.
Chris and Thurman were explaining to me that when people take a bath, they save the water so that then they can do their dishes with it, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Because they only have those 40 gallons a day, and it goes really fast.
Wow.
Well, so Thurman, I'm going to get into that. This is why we're here, to help try to at least help out until there is, God help us, a way to fix this, what's going on. Thurman, what are you feeling? What is your thought of St. Bonaventure and everything that we're trying to get out there with the message?
No, I'm glad that it's there because without their existence, I mean, who's going to be able to, you know, take up part? I mean, not only do we do the water delivery, but we also do, like, food delivery. We do home repair and stuff like that. So if St. Bonaventure wasn't there, you know, where would the people on the Eastern Navajo Reservation that we serve, you know, where would they get like any type of funding for utilities or any type of help in any way that they need? And, you know, just to put it in perspective, we only serve the eastern part of the Navajo Reservation.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And, you know, the reservation is so big, we can't serve everybody else. So, like, the need is great, and I'm glad St. Bonaventure is there.
Also, the food pantries. Talk about that. Here we, you know, we have these grocery stores. Oh, they're so pretty with flashing lights and sales on peanut butter and this and that. The food pantry situation, which of course is funded by St. Bonaventure and managed, I guess, by St. Bonaventure Mission, mm-hmm. correct? What's it like to go to the food pantry to get food for the week for your family? Like, what's waiting for you there?
So it's actually just like non-perishable food. So, you know, anything boxed up, you know, spaghetti, PB&J, cereal. Mm-hmm. We like to do something with dairy, you know, and able to get them, you know, like fresh food, like eggs, milk, cheese, or whatever they need. But it's just non-perishable foods for now.
And that's primarily because so many families don't have access to electricity, so they don't have refrigerators to keep things mm-hmm. cold, and so, you know, there are these challenges. It's not that we want to fill people up with carbohydrates, but you know, but that's what we have available, and they're happy to get it, you know.
How many people are we talking about who are affected by all of the things we're talking about going on in the eastern part of the Navajo Reservation?
Well, I can't put a number on that. I can't say, but for our water delivery, since I've started, I mean, we've grown probably from maybe about 100 families to about 250 families that we serve, that we do deliver water to. And then monthly, the families that do come through our food pantry, I would say probably about between 250 to 300 we average, you know, wow. that would come through and get, you know, our food boxes that wow. we have available. If we have them available at the time, too.
So, Gandhi, your question. Ask yes. it again, because I think it's very important.
How do we fix this? How can we help?
Look, there's not an easy answer, okay? I mean, to put in an infrastructure, you're talking $1 trillion. And so that's never going to happen. I think that the best way is, you know, people to go to our website, make donations of $5, $10, whatever you're able to do, which helps us operate and run these programs for these people that don't have any other way, as Thurman said, to get access to things. And I want to say, you got to think about water and think about hygiene and think about teenagers and how all of that affects their mental health. And so, you know, 40 gallons of water helps people stay, you know, with good hygiene. And we have washing machines to wash clothes for students. You know, there are various things that we do to try to meet those needs. And suicide rates are really high on the Navajo Reservation. And so we're also trying to address all of these mental health issues. So it is a daily challenge for all of us that are out there, but we love what we do. And, you know, if you're ever on your way to the Grand Canyon, it's only about, 3 hours from us.
Yeah.
And so swing by through New Mexico and we'll show you around. We'll take you to everything that we're doing and really let you see the impact that your generosity can actually make.
Wow. I'm sure the pandemic did not help at all. I mean, remember the governor closed down Gallup, the city, whole towns of Gallup. Remember it was closed. Can you imagine having a town that you can't get in or out of? Like, what? But it's true. And now imagine how that affected everyone out on the reservation. I mean, it must have been just devastating. And you're still paying the price for that, I'm sure.
Well, yes. And, you know, the thing about the pandemic was, remember, what was the number one way to keep yourself safe outside of wearing a mask? Washing your hands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how do you wash hands without water? And so we actually set up these hand washing stations in different parts of the reservation. And then we were able to get lots of donations of hand sanitizer. But, you know, that was, and at one point, the Navajo Nation had more people dying from COVID than New York City, you know, per population or per capita. But, I mean, that's how bad it was out there.
It was really bad. Well, gosh, thank God those days are in the rearview mirror, but still, like I said, being paid for. Look, it's so simple to go to stbonaventuremission.com. I'll spell it for you. It's, of course, Saint, S-A-I-N-T, and then Bonaventure is B-O-N-A-V-E-N-T-U-R-E, mission.org. And we can put this up on our Instagram, right? Elvis Duran Show Instagram.
Yep.
On behalf of the Elvis Duran Morning Show, we'd like to make a contribution right now. But just because we're making this big, fat-ass contribution doesn't mean you can't make one.
Right. No, okay? More. No. We've been saying it. We know we have rich people listening out there.
We know. We got billionaires listening. Hey, come on.
Hey, Elvis, thank you very, very much. But let me just say it's actually Saint S-T. It's not spelled out. So it's S-T, BonaventureMission.org.
I knew that. I planted that to make you say that.
Oh, who did you donate all that money to?
I know. Can you imagine? Yeah, Saint Bonaventure, S-T. BonaventureMission.org mission.org. All right, let's make a contribution of $10,000 right now.
Woo!
To St. Bonaventure.
Nice. Wow. Well, thank
that's
you.
Amazing.
But I'm saying right now, don't say, well, Elvis made a donation, so why should we? Well,
no,
you
I'm
heard
gonna
go
why. Do it right now.
Look, you know what? The United States is so well known for sending money around the world to help people around the world. Let's talk about taking care of people who are Americans.
Amen.
Native Americans.
Absolutely.
People who are living right here, and right in our the side yard, right? I think that's a very important thing to remember. We're talking the need of water, something we take for granted beyond measure. Talking about food, education, hygiene, mental health. All those things fall into place with what you can do to help out now with stbonaventuremission.org. Do it immediately. Yeah, Nate, what do you want to say?
And I can attest the smiles that people would have on their faces when they would be exiting their house. Darlene's delivering the water. They leave their house. They meet the truck on the road because they cannot wait to see this woman that's bringing them food and water. It's just, they are doing such great work out there, and I really hope everybody takes the time to make a $5, $10 donation to further this work, because I've been there, and the smiles that these people have, the energy that is at that school, and from what you tell me, they go there and that's home for them, because sometimes their home life isn't so great. Right. And you guys are doing such great work, and thank you so much for doing it. It's just amazing. You guys are angels out there.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate being here.
Chris Thurman. Carmen over there. Carmen, thank you. Thanks for coming to see us.
Thank you.
Enjoy New York City. Again, we will post this on our Elvis Duran Show Instagram account. Go check it out. It is stbonaventuremission.org. And Chris and Thurman, God bless you. Thanks for coming to see us. Enjoy your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than BostonProper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. BostonProper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at BostonProper.com and wear it like no one else.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.